Hello to everyone out there in Radio Land. How you doing today? Guess what? It's 80 degrees in Marion, Ohio today. Yay! Wow. We got some summer going on up in here, all right? And I know you do too, and enjoying yourself. I bet a lot of people are out golfing, playing tennis, jumping rope, doing all kind of things. Going swimming too, right? Outside.
Swimming.
Yeah. All those good things are taking place today. Hello, my name is Linda Sims. The name of the program is called A Voice of a People. We are on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptops, computers. And you know what? I got a Chromebook for Christmas. So you can even download it on a Chromebook, right? So, that app is called TuneIn. Download TuneIn, and once you do, search WWGH. Or call in during the program today by calling 740-383-9944 for questions or if you would like to make some comments, okay? I know there are some Bible scholars out there and Bible thumpers, and I think that's what they call them, right? We have Jeff Porter here today, author of Expressions of the Last Days is the name of his book. And we're hoping and praying and trusting he's going to bring up and write another book here soon. We're going to put him to work.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yes, you do that. We're going to put him to work. All right, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, and they're adding something. Free produce and health fair will take place May 21st at Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Now, health fair means you get a lot of information, and not only that, they perform like checking your high blood pressure. They're doing screenings and just letting you know about your health and things that you can do better and to be better. They have diabetic recipes and glucose screenings and mental health wellness. They will be partnering with Ohio Health of Marion, Ohio, and not only that, the Ohio State University Health Fair will be at Logos Christian Ministries. I do have some more announcements, but I will save them for the end of the show. We have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. And the thought for today is titled Simplicity. Make it simple, right? Make it easy. That's what I say. I don't like going through jumping down rabbit holes, going around corners, trying to get the understanding of anything. Complications seem to be an inevitable byproduct of modern living. Simplicity gives birth to inspirations. Keeping my own mind calm and clear is the easiest method to sort out messy situations. Maintaining a balance of living simply yet comfortably and only using what I really need of the earth's resources. I will always have abundance in my life. That is called simplicity. Okay, now I turn my attention to my guest today, Jeff Porter.
I almost thought we had a call there.
Yeah, on my phone.
Turn
off my daughter. I called her half an hour ago. She just now calling me back. How you doing, Jeff?
Wonderful.
Wonderful? All righty. Brandon.
Yes, ma'am.
He's our guest today. How you doing?
Wonderful. It is a nice day outside, so I'm pleased to not be inside so we can enjoy it.
Hey, man, it's beautiful out there.
Oh, it is.
Sweating, you know. I walked 2 miles today and yesterday. Isn't that great?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get out there, Jeff.
I used to do that.
We gotta get him rocking and rolling again, don't we, Brandon? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, Jeff is the author of Expressions of the Last Days. He's our doomsday prophet. Let's give Jeff a hand.
Wow.
He's been hanging here at A Voice of a People on WWGH 107.1 FM radio for what, 6-7 years now?
Yep.
Alrighty, a long time, long time. So what's on your mind today, Jeff?
Well, of course, what we got going in Europe.
Whoa. Yeah. So what's going on in Europe?
I was watching Francis and Friends. Yeah, Jimmy Swaggart. And this guy called in, he said, of course you know that Brandon is going to try to destroy America.
Brandon or what's his name? You talking about Putin?
No, the president.
Biden?
Yeah, that whole thing called Let's Go Brandon, which that's why I shortened my name down to Brand. I'm like, I don't need that.
I'm sorry, Biden.
No, it's okay.
Those are the perils of being asleep.
Hey, okay, so,
one reporter came on. Of course, you know, we don't know how much we can believe
right.
from the media, but she said that half of our bank account in America is gone.
It didn't just leave. It's been gone for a long time.
So, I still say we're headed towards a major economic collapse.
Yeah, gas was $4.35 a gallon. Did you know that today?
Yeah.
They're just getting back that stimulus money they gave us. That's all that is. I believe that. What about you, Brandon? You think so?
Well, I mean, free money is only so free. I'll just say that.
Right. Right. And they want it back.
They get it somehow. Always get
Don't
it somehow.
They? Don't mm-hmm. they? Okay, Jeff, let's go. What do you think about that?
I think it's possible. That he's used up half of our bank accounts and used up our government bank accounts. And we are headed towards collapse. Do you realize that America is responsible for 2/3 of the world's commerce? What would happen to the world if the United States went under financially? Ooh, that would be a nasty day.
Yeah, it would be a nasty day because you're talking about food. This, you know, people say
everything.
Yeah, people say that about Ukraine, that they supply so much food to the world, and that's what Russia wants from them. I guess I haven't really been following that, but these things just didn't happen. These things have been going on for a while.
A long while.
Oh, yeah, to be, what, $32 trillion in debt? That just didn't happen overnight.
No.
No. So, but one person gets blamed, of course, you know.
Well, it don't matter who we blame. If it happens, we are in dire straits if that is. But it all has to do with what's going on in the Bible.
Right.
You know, we are looking at... We're not finding anything about America in the book of Revelation. So, somewhere along the line, the United States has to disappear as an important element of Bible prophecy, which is really seems insane because of its enormity, its enormous influence on the world, its enormous everything. Military, you know, finances, everything. And so...
Okay. We're this big giant in the world. We got the mightiest army in the world. We have more money than anybody else. I don't know if that's so true, but the strong is in... The most prosperous nation in the world, right?
Yep.
Most powerful nation in the world. I don't... That may happen. for us to go economically collapse. But I think that's a long ways off right now. And
don't know.
Now,
we just don't know.
No, we don't know. But I don't want us to go into war. What about you, Brandon? What do you think about that?
No, I was just thinking about the lake of fire we talked about last week, and I'm still ready to go swimming.
All right. So we're going to get there. Yes, it's, we are.
I mean, and jokes aside, it's just, you know.
Well, it moves the United States. We've stayed in the way of the New World Order, which is going to come up, and any crisis is going to rise up with it. And so, when he gets there, eventually, he's going to slap all kinds of rules and regulations on people and on the world. He's going to say that he's in charge. And eventually, claim to be God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does that remind you of anybody in the past 70 years? If it were come down to that, I can't... Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I was reading one book on Bible prophecy that said that the world's military system surrounded Jerusalem and surrounded the Antichrist because he had brought the wrath of God on the world. So now they were going to finish him, you know.
Well, and, you know, like we was talking about Matthew 24, when the disciples asked Jesus, what would be the sign of your coming in the last days? And the first thing he says, be not deceived. Be not deceived. And I think that is going on like big time right now. People are really being deceived. The great falling away, which you used to talk about a lot, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
2 Thessalonians.
I'll come back to that.
Yeah, too, about the great falling away. And now, you know, it's almost a crime to even mention the word Jesus. People don't want to hear that word. You know, it's like, we're going to call him Yeshua. We're going to call him Yah. We're going to call him Jehovah. We're going to call him whatever we want to call him, which is still a name for God.
Uh-huh.
You know, but there's... He didn't give us any other name whereby man can be saved other than the name of Jesus.
That's right.
So, we're in this great falling away from the truth. Or what?
You know, if you think about it, the Bible is total simplicity. You know, you come to the point where you realize you've sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you ask Jesus to come into your heart, be born again. Into the kingdom of God, you're forgiven of all your sins. I mean, it's that simple.
That's true. That was the thought for today. Simplicity. You go ahead, Jeff. Yeah, make it simple. Make it plain.
Well, that's all it is.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. Now, what... Brandon, I'm going to ask you this. Since you were captivated by our last conversation about the lake of fire and all those things that's going to be going on for the future, what inspires you the most about hearing about the last days? Does that concern you in any type of way as of how you live your life today?
Not necessarily, because they're more likely far off than that I might not be around in this, well... I hopefully won't be around for that, but if I am, that mean it's if everything is as what it seems, and it's inevitable. So, why change how you live based on what could happen that hasn't happened yet? In that kind of sense, makes little sense to say that. But currently, my life isn't changing due to the idea that something could happen, because it actually hasn't happened yet, and I'm not.
Oh, okay.
It's not about disbelieving it. I want to keep living as I can until things actually start to change.
I get that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I just keep it simple, really.
But a lot of people kind of feel that way. They want to wait till they see it coming. Like, boom.
You can see it coming. Doesn't mean you should stop living how you are. I mean, somehow you might lose enjoying what you're doing day-to-day life. If you focus too much on what is coming, it might, you know, enjoy every day you have, kind of thing.
Right. So, Jeff, how would you respond to what Brandon has said?
That's why I teach Bible prophecy. So people change what they're doing, change their thinking, repent, come to God, ask Him for forgiveness. He says, you know, the lake of fire is a reflection of, if you die without Christ in your heart, you're on your way to hell. Okay, so the lake of fire is quite simply those who are waiting in hell to be tossed into the lake of fire.
God forbid. Hell is too hot and the stay is too long. Because that's a forever
sentence. That's
exactly
right.
That's a forever sentence, right?
That's right.
Oh, my, my, my. Wow. I know the Bible says, no man knows the day nor the hour. And the hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. So we don't know where it is, you know, or it could be tonight. Because he comes and get people individually anyway, right? People die every day, right? So that's one way of leaving this earth is dying. So
that's right.
It don't have to wait until the rapture to happen to leave the earth. So even though he says, if you believe and are dead already, yet shall you live. So that means when it's time for the rapture and everybody's caught up that do believe,
yeah,
they'll be saved. But if they don't believe, you're condemned already. And then you go to the lake of fire with the devil, the Antichrist, and all those that don't believe. That's what happens. That's the ultimate reality of life. And there was one of the preachers that has a show on here says why the young people are trying so hard to live their lives and go the right way or enjoy their lives, like you said, Brandon. So why do you talk about the last days and like there's no tomorrow? But there is a tomorrow, right?
Well, see, people don't want to talk about the last days and the Antichrist and all that because why don't they want Christ in their heart? Because they don't want his authority in there. They don't want his presence in there so they can do what they want to do. You know, but they still, it doesn't get rid of him.
No.
Still got to face him on the day of judgment.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's no way out. No way out. You're going to face him. Face
That's
to
right.
face, according to the Bible. Do you, Brandon, think that the Bible is the Word of God?
I'm trying to think of the words of which I'm trying to speak. I'd say it's more of a guidance system than, because there are occasions some extremists will take it literally, the word, only word, that's it. I mean, I'd never understood why some take it so literal to the point of causing chaos, because think of how many wars were started in the name of God. But yet, I think they might have took it just a little too seriously. But, I mean, take it serious, but not to the extremes of of which they have over the years. That might seem a little callous, but I think there's occasions where they do take it just a little bit too literal. I think you meant to be learned from it, but don't take it word for word in exact moments, because people break it all the time, depending on which version they read. So it becomes very convoluted at some point. And again, if that sounds or offends anybody, I apologize, but it's not
How
the intent.
Dare you.
Yes.
Jeff.
Forbid there was ever an opinion outside of one thing. But you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
the
yeah.
ones, the extremists. I'm like, okay.
Well, I think all of us have been aggravated by that. At some time or other, some people become legalistic. You know, very, very legal. I think eventually the Holy Spirit breaks it up, though.
It's the ones who take advantage of it, say the televangelists, who go just a little too far sometimes. I mean, Billy Graham, okay, that's... But there are some that borderline on a cult, and we've already seen that. It was just terrifying. Just... So So, again, if I offend somebody, that's not the intent. I just simply have another opinion versus a billion others.
And you're not alone in your opinion. You're not alone. I was just listening to The Great Falling Away, and that seems to be the concept of a lot of people. It's a good moral book. You know, it's a good guidance. You know, a lot of rich people follow some of the rules about tithing and turn their money over, and because the principles of God do work, you know. So if you was to take to heart a principle that is in the Bible, say like if you read Proverbs, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow with it. Okay, so how should I look at that? If he blesses me, which means empowered to succeed, should I take that literally, or should I just think it's just a man talking?
I mean, it should be open to interpretation. Isn't that the whole idea?
Right.
I mean, there are some churches that require almost 20 to 30% of your income just to be a member, which seems a little bit greedy, which also kind of contradicts their whole teachings, if I'm not mistaken.
What do you think about that, Jeff?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of preachers and teachers out there, churches and cults, that are sitting there with both hands and both feet out. You know, and we've known this. It's one of the easiest way there is to get rich, you know. So you got to watch it. If you want to follow the Lord with a sincere heart, you'll make it. But I'm tell you, if you opened your heart to Jesus and you said you're going to follow the Lord no matter what, you're in for some rough weather. You're going to run into temptation. You're going to run into difficulties. You're going to run into a lot of people that just take one look at you, and that's enough of you.
Yeah, because the battle doesn't really start until then. When you decide you're going to go that way, I'm going to follow the Lord. Let him lead me and guide me. I'm going to commit my way to him. Yeah, it's a journey. It's a journey. But we all have to get there. Our whole entire life, what we've done in the past, our testimonies, our ups and our downs, and everything that we have experienced in our life, God turns those things around for good to us. And it helps to make us into the person that we are today. Now, Jeff's been through a whole bunch of stuff, haven't you, Jeff?
Yep.
Atheist and all that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to know the truth.
Right.
You know, you got to go out there and search for it. It don't just come to you.
Right.
You know, you have to do some praying, too.
But he wanted it. He wanted the truth.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. I wanted the truth, too. Yeah. Because I've studied with different people that was way out there, you know. And then I'm thinking, oh, well, this is the way. This is the way to go, you know. But I just believe there's a purpose for each and every one of us. There's a purpose for you sitting there. You know, you might not understand it, but God understands.
Well, I don't believe in coincidence, so there's always a reason for doing
things.
There
you go. There you go. Look like we got a caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Thing always do this to me. Okay. Hello? Hello, caller. Hello.
I think we have lost them.
Okay. Well, I did push call. I didn't hear anything, and they didn't hear me, I guess. Okay, so I turned it down. I don't know how to work this thing. I'm just serious. I had a phone call yesterday. Everything was working just perfectly. And then, all of a sudden, they could hear me. I'm serious. It just, the volume's up, the phone's up. Hit the phone call. Turn the volume up, turn it down. All right, maybe they'll call back. You can call back. You can call back, 740-383-9944. Thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you. Try it again. So, where were we at? Coincidence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, coincidences. You're right. There's a reason for everything. A lot of things we can't explain. But I gave that question to Jeff because Jeff doesn't believe in the tithing. When you was talking about the tithing and how people, the churches are just there just to get your money, 30-40% of your income, and try to tell people.
I wouldn't bring that up in church unless you're ready for putting the boxing gloves either. They very much believe in tithing.
Right. That's so true. That is so true.
What I like to know is we're not supposed to put a doctrine above a brother's love, above his acceptance. It's just another doctrine. Tithing won't decide whether you're going to heaven or hell or nothing like that.
No, can't buy your way into heaven, that's for sure.
It is a rather archaic idea, yet it never seems to go away. I never understood it. This is why I think this is why a lot of people have a certain disdain towards the church, because that's all they see, is their greed. That's all. That's a good majority of what I can gather, that, or at least I would say most, just it's one of the first things they bring up is they bring in all the money and pay no taxes. Especially yeah. For the bigger ones that just, okay, so he bought a new helicopter. How interesting. So what do we get out of it?
Yeah.
Right. Can't even get a ride, can we?
No.
Pretty much.
It's snowing awfully hard this morning. Could you send a helicopter over here?
I mean, we're laughing, but yeah, but you're right. These preachers are buying 747s, right? These jets and airplanes.
Well, that's the TV preachers.
I mean, Billy Graham maybe wasn't as bad, but I mean, I'm not sure. You two would have a more inference with this. I mean, people praise him, no puns intended there, but I don't know. I know he was a televangelist, but was he one of the better ones, as far as I can tell? I don't think
he's... As far as the articles on him and stuff, he wasn't as extravagant.
Say as Joel Osteen and anything like that.
So, and there are other ones that kept it moderate. There are people out there that are rich that never got on TV or anything like that and use their riches to help the poor.
That's drop. Yeah, no, I did that. Thank you. I'm sorry, I got distracted. But I did that.
So should we start asking for funds?
Yeah. We take donations here at WWGH 1071 FM Radio.
We're not very aggressive about it.
Well, let's get the basket out.
Yeah, we take donations. Yeah, I mean, it's a radio show
around
program.
Us three.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
come on, you gotta put in more than a quarter.
Right, absolutely. And
okay, there's this one guy I just started at this one church, and I rather liked it. Wow. Obnoxious microphone. Anyways, so.
What was that, Jeff? You said you liked the church that you had attended here lately?
And, well, lately, a couple years ago. And, you know, they were constantly talking about tithing in there. And finally, they asked my, well, what are you thinking, Jeff? I said, I think you guys talk about tithing too much. I said, you're going to run people off in here, you know. There are people that can't afford 10%, you know.
I always looked at it like this, give what you can.
Yeah.
You know, but then you feel bad because they make you feel bad because you didn't.
Well, that's what I say, you know, you shouldn't be putting guilt trips on people. stuff like that, you know. But you know how people are funny when it comes to money.
Yeah, it don't matter where, right?
Don't matter what you're talking about, they're going to get in. Well,
and they always want more.
Yeah.
Me, me, me. More, more, more.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. We were talking about...
It depends on what you're using it for.
Right, we was talking about the Great Falling Away. I was listening to Billy Crone yesterday, talking about the Great Falling Away and how people were saying there's only one way to God and only one way to heaven. But then some people say there's many ways. There's different religions and there's many ways to get there. Okay. So what's your take on that, Brandon?
I'm sorry. I must have spaced out. What was the question?
Okay.
What are we talking about? I'm so sorry.
People say that there's more than one way to heaven or eternal life with God. And the Bible says there's only one way. So, are you with a lot of people that think that you can get there another way other than through Jesus Christ?
Well, as we mentioned before, if the Bible is meant to be basically a guidance, then you know, if it's open to interpretation, then I don't see why that's not entirely out of the possibility. I mean, if it's the word and only word, then there would be many, many people left out. And there are many people in the world that don't believe in what we read or what have you, and they seem to attain their own version of their ending happiness, so to speak. So it is not entirely out of the possibility, and it's the ones who say that, well, that's it. If you don't do this, then... That seems to kind of contradict what you're trying to preach at the same time. So it's very convoluted, and a lot of people have died over fighting over that idea.
Man fights over anything they can't understand.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's almost, that's not just in this aspect, but many others too.
Right, right. But this aspect is about... believing. God doesn't ask us to try to explain it or even try to understand it. He wants us to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two grandsons, and it's like, okay, they're there too. Like, well, what about this and what about that? You know, but we can't explain God.
Some people certainly try, don't they?
Yeah. We cannot explain him, you know. Only God knows himself.
Mm-hmm.
Only God really knows man. We can't even explain ourselves. We have all these scientists still trying to do our DNA and try to explain man and try to reproduce man by their own means, you know. Or the aliens is coming. Jeff can tell you about aliens too,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
We talked about aliens before.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on those, might
well,
I ask?
I go back and forth on the subject all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look out there and the world will say, the unbelieving world, say, look at all the possibilities out there. Millions and billions of stars and galaxies and millions and billions of light years in between them. There's got to be something out there. But on the other hand, what you were just talking about is Jesus the only way.
Mm-hmm.
That has a lot to do with the alien thing because Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, if we turn around and take a look at the world out there, crime, violence, war, what are we left with? So, we have to eradicate that sin. And obviously, mankind can't do that. The human spirit can't do that. So, we have to go to Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. In other words, eternal death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So Jesus died on the cross to eradicate that sin from us.
Right. Because when he comes back, he's not coming back to deal with our sins. He's already dealt with our sins on the cross. He's coming back for our, whether we believe or don't believe
right.
in him and what he did for us, you know.
Exactly. So, the world's still going to say, oh no, we can't accept that. That Jesus is the only way because he eradicated all sin on the cross. Well, if sin is not the cause of that problem out there, what is?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here we go.
So that is a profound statement.
It is a profound statement.
John 14:6. If a man tries to climb up any other way, he's a thief and a robber, Jesus said.
A thief and a robber. Now that hurts, right? That
Ouch.
Hurts. If you come any other way other than what I say, oh my, you're a thief and a robber. And he said, there will be many that will come and say, well, Lord, didn't I prophesy in your name? Like you're talking about these TV evangelists and these people in the spotlight.
Talk about thieves and robbers.
Yeah. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. I don't know who you are or what you call yourself doing, but you wasn't doing it for me. You was doing it for your own vain glory, you know. So there is such a thin line between good and evil.
Yeah.
Life and death. Truth and a lie. It's a very thin line.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah, it is. And it's like...
So, we were talking about these aliens.
Right.
Okay. So Jesus has set up, according to the Bible now,
okay.
Jesus has set up salvation through Christ only. Well, what are we going to do with 10,000 alien civilizations out there who have never heard the gospel or nothing? You know, I don't think they're there.
And if they are there, now, I listen to a lot of stuff too on YouTube. Some of it's true, some of it's not. They say that those stars up there are angels. They are the fallen angels that twinkle up there, and that the planets are gods, like Pluto. They all have a name of a god. Pluto, Mars, Mercury. When you go to Greek mythology, that's what those planets are supposed to represent. So is that true?
I mean, it's the same. They just renamed them. Say Romans names of Mars. Well, the planets we know are named after the Romans, and then but they stole them from the Greek mythology. So it's everybody takes a little bit from everybody else, and so on and so forth throughout the many of millennia that the humans have been here. Just trading stories is basically what it came down to, and that's kind of where here we are.
Right, right. And it also says that the sun and the moon and the stars shall fall from heaven.
Yeah, well, I think he's mostly talking about meteors there.
You think he's talking about meteors? Meteors.
Because stars falling from heaven, what would that mean? I mean...
Again, that's that whole don't take it literal, but, you
yeah.
know... that's where you differentiate
about, well, I
between...
Think our language and our understanding of things a little different from this. Yeah.
That's where a lot of study comes in.
Well, we're talking about basic astronomy, you know.
The Bible talks about that stuff. You know, God put the sun and the moon up there. He said he did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a deeper study than literally taking the Bible for what it is. You know, it's a deeper study, and you have to go through astrology and all that kind of stuff, you know, to find out, is this really true? Are there aliens? Do they exist?
I don't know.
UFOs. They said the regular news.
I think it's very rude of the aliens to come here and flash their UFOs around and not give us any really strong evidence.
You know. That we can hold on to?
Yeah. Come on, I want to put a ray gun in my hand. I want to open up one of your carts and see what kind of food you eat.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. That would be proof, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. A ray gun, right? Okay, see Brandon.
That. Be careful with that. You could blow up the whole earth. Oh, really?
Boy, aliens. Are there aliens out there? Who believe in aliens out there? We have about 2 minutes left in our program. Does anyone believe in aliens out there?
Sorry.
What was that little gem?
Biden.
I'd almost take it as an insult, except I'll be alive a lot longer.
Okay. Well, Jeff opened up the program with saying that we're going to, United States is going to be out for the count because of economic crisis, and that a lot of people say they
can't.
Too much sin. And a lot of people say they can't find the United States in the Bible. But I know Irvin Baxter, he did a lot of the end time ministries. It's a show called End Times. And he was saying that the United States is a part of Britain. Great Britain, because they came from Great Britain before they got over here. You know, they left there, right?
Right.
Because they wanted to do their own religion. They wanted to do their own church and worship. That's why they left Great Britain. So they say if you're looking for the United States, look for whatever word they use for England, Great Britain, because we're a part of that. The eagle. The eagle. They say we're the eagle in the Bible. Because, you know, there's like countries, they say, well, the bear is Russia, right? Then you have the bear.
Huh? That's what they think.
Yeah. And then what is Germany? It's a bear, the leopard. There's another one. They talk about in Daniel, they represent nations, and they use animals. So yeah. When you're looking for the United States, they say look for the eagle.
Yeah.
In the Bible. So, if that's true, then we're in there. We're in there. We're in the Bible. Because it does talk about the eagle.
Well, very briefly.
Well, it's a part of Great Britain.
But that's interesting that you brought that up. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said that's how you find the United States.
But I don't think it'll be what a lot of prophecy teachers think is that they won't be playing a very important role.
And Revelation 13, about the nation that came out the water. A lot of people say that's the United States. Because it's a new country.
I think that has something to do with the one world system coming together. But we'll find out.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll find out about that. All righty. I got to do these announcements. But thank you two gentlemen for being with me today. Sorry, caller. I thought I had you on there, but somehow I missed you. Or you missed me. I don't know what happened. But hopefully you will be encouraged to call back again. I also have Solid Rock Church of God in Christ. They will be having their Women's Day Sunday, May the 15th, 11:15 a.m. Dinner will be served immediately following service. The theme, Standing on God's Promises, Hebrews 10 and 23. Guest speaker, Minister Shirlene Reese. She is from Genesis Church. She will be speaking at Solid Rock Church of God in Christ, location 699 North State Street. We also have a new establishment, Relax and Renew Resilience. Jamila Harris is, a stylist at this new spa. Call for appointment or a me time, alignment spa box. Telephone number there is 706-619-7545 or HJAMILA. 191 at gmail.com. She is doing restorative services, facials, she does hair, and all those good things. She makes some of her own products also. Black Heritage Council presents Historical Black College Universities, The Journey. The speaker will be Dr. Stacy Downing, Anaya Reynolds, Rebecca Twine, graduates of the class of 2022. This will take place on May 27th. They will be having dinner at the Marion Chamber of Commerce, 267 West Center Street, upstairs in the ballroom. You may take the elevator or stairs. All graduates of the class 2022 are invited. Marion Harding High School, River Valley High School, Pleasant High School, Elgin High, and Ridgedale High School. So if you want to be a part of that, I don't know who to call, but... All righty, let me see. Get a hold of the Black Heritage Council and find out how to get your tickets to go to that. All right? So, thank you very much. Thank you, Terry, for your input on how to answer a call. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, yeah. Brandon. We'll do this again.
Yeah.
Lord bless and say the same.
Yep.
Take care of yourself, Jeff.
I'll get plenty of rest.
All right. Thank you, Linda Sims. I'm out, the voice of the people, here on WWGH1071.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interest and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries. And Donald Trump does not have the right temperament, the knowledge, or the capability of being president of the United States. I think I'm just stunned, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
To WCMH Channel 4 anchor Colleen Marshall.
That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career. Why do you think he walked away even before the question was finished?
You know, I can't explain that. And